The problem is we're allowing the world to mold us into its own image. The world, listen, the world heart, the people of this world, their heart is like a stone. All what they think is about themselves. They don't enter into the affairs of others, into the circumstances of others. They don't enter into it. They don't have the compassion. The Lord Jesus wept. When he saw the woman burying her own son, it says, and the Lord Jesus was moved with compassion. Moving with compassion when he saw such a difficult circumstances upon a widow. The world will teach you it's all about you. Forget it. Forget sorrow. Forget sorrow, sorrowing with the people. And we are becoming like this way. We see a brother just maybe went through some deep waters. We cannot enter with him into it. We cannot. We just, somebody so dear to the heart went to be with the Lord or something, and the next thing we're laughing outside and we're talking. What? I mean, if I'm really a member of the body, I should enter into these circumstances. I should weep with them that are weeping and rejoice with them that are rejoicing, because we are one body. We feel it. And we're living in a time where the world is impressing upon us not to feel anymore. It's all about you. Don't feel about others. Don't feel about other members in the body. This is not Christianity. Christianity is, if one member suffers, the whole body suffers with it. If a brother or sister going through difficulty, believe it or not, we all go through it. Because that's the truth of headship. The influence will flow down that will allow me and will encourage me and will force me to go into the circumstances of other members in the body. Let's not be molded to be into the image of this world. Let's not be conformed into the image of this world. Trust me. Listen, if you don't see it, there is something wrong. If you don't see that technology in our days, it's all about you, then you are missing the point. We can use it for internet and I can use it to call my wife. And I will get in trouble when I don't call her in time. But have you ever thought, I always say it and I want the young people here in this area to get it. Have you ever thought this company Apple, why everything is called I? Every product, most of their products they provide, it is under the heading of what? I. They came up with a new one. Selfie. Selfie. I mean, think about... Okay. That's reality, brother. I'm going to close, but that's reality. That's the world. It's I, selfie. You've seen young people. I mean, I'm telling you, one time when this first thing was introduced to me, selfie, we finished from the I. We didn't finish from the I. The I is still there. iPod, iPhone, iPad, you know, you name it. Ice cream. So you name it. All these things are there. But the latest one is selfie. I mean, I'm not going to call a name, but one of my relatives, which I love dearly, she came to visit us, and the first thing that I see is a stick that long. I said, what's that stick? To discipline somebody? Turn around? And all of a sudden, they sit on the couch, and she brings that, and it goes up, and the phone was there. I said, what is this? We're taking a selfie. But dear saints, if we don't think the seriousness of it, that that's what the world is trying to mold us into, we're missing the point. The product of this world is centered about you. And the truth of headship is centered around the saints of God. It is toward the saints of God. It's toward one another. Of course, it's most important is the preeminence of the head, right? That's the most important. But when the head will throw his influence and his direction and his nourishment, we will start understanding that the truth of the headship is really for us to maneuver, to complement one another, to help one another, to embrace one another. And that's the truth of the body of the Lord Jesus and him being a head. May it be so, for his name's sake.